Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the Psalm 19, the 19th Psalm, one of the more profound Psalms, honestly. And we've looked at the first six verses, and we're going to read them again. The first six verses say this. I'm going to read it out of the Lexham translation today. It's for the music director, a Psalm of David. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims the works of his hands. Every day they pour forth speech, and every night they tell knowledge. There is no speech, and there are no words. Their sound is inaudible. Now let me pause here for a moment. And we've talked about this already, that the day is pouring forth speech. What we see in the daylight hours. Right now, I'm looking out a window, and I see certain things that are declaring the glory of God. I'm seeing things that the heavenlies are speaking about. And I'm seeing things and hearing things that are inaudible. Because day-to-day pours out speech, but there is no speech. There's no word. But there is sound. Their voice is inaudible because I see, and they're speaking to me. The things that I'm looking at right now are diametrically opposed to that which I was taught for all my life. Yes, it's true. It's opposed to what I was taught. And I could go, I could probably delineate a dozen things right now off the top of my head that I am looking at outside this window that go against what we think to be the truth. But if we look, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord and tell us truth. Not only the day, but night does likewise. Verse 4, yet in all the world their line or their voice goes out, and their words to the end of the earth. In them, this is speaking of the heavenlies, in them he has pitched a tent or a tabernacle for the sun, and it is like a bridegroom who comes out of his bridal chamber. It is glad like a strong man to run its course. It's rising from one of the heavens and its circuit to the other, the end of them, and nothing is hidden from its heat. Then in verse 7, the psalmist suddenly says this, the law of Yahweh is perfect. So in these next few verses, he's going to be firing off these things that have to do with the law and the word of the Lord. And it's like he changes gears or shifts subject matter, but I don't think he does. I don't think it's a change of subject matter, okay? I think he's showing us the creation of God, how the very creation of God declares his wonder and his glory, and that the word of God does likewise. But he's going to get in tremendous detail. Just listen to this. I'll continue reading from the Lexham. The law of Yahweh is perfect, reviving life. The testimony of Yahweh is firm, making wise the simple. Now, different English translations will use different words. ESV says this, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The Lexham and, all the other translations I'm going to be sharing, they stop right there at the end of a sentence. The ESV has a semicolon right there carrying on to the next verse. But notice what it says, that the testimony of the Lord is sure. That's what the King James and the New American Standard ESV say is sure. Okay? The Lexham says is firm. The idea of being that it's solid, it's secure. You know the testimony of the Lord is correct and is right, and you can rest up on it. That's the idea. King James says that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. New American Standard says restoring the soul. ESV, reviving the soul. The Lexham, reviving life. Verse 8 of the Lexham. The precepts of Yahweh are right, making the heart rejoice. The command of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. So we're beginning to see something here, which we've seen this a little bit in the previous Psalms, but we're going to see it even more so, particularly when we get to the 119th Psalm. It's going to be like crazy, where the psalmist, David, is using all sorts of varied terms to describe the word of the Lord. Here so far we've seen the law of Yahweh, the testimony of Yahweh, the precepts of Yahweh, the command of Yahweh. So in these two verses, we see four different things. The law of Yahweh does what? Well, start with, it's perfect, and it revives the soul. It brings life. The testimony of Yahweh is what? It's sure, it's solid. It will make wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right. They're correct. And they will make your heart rejoice. And the command of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. So as you're reading through these Psalms, particularly this right here, don't hurry. Don't hurry through. Pay attention. You know, sit there and look. Okay, in verse 7, there's two things here. The law of Yahweh, the testimony of Yahweh. What do they do? It's very forthright. Once you start seeing the pattern, there's all sorts of enlightenment that comes forth. Let me share verse 9. Verse 9 says this. The fear of Yahweh is pure, enduring forever. It's sort of interesting because the other three translations say the fear of the Lord is clean. Okay, clean. Well, that's even stranger sounding, right? And I like that thing of pure. In other words, the fear of the Lord will endure forever. It is good to fear the Lord. It will bring forth cleanness and purity within us. The ordinances of Yahweh are true. They are righteous altogether. So again, we see two more things. The fear of the Lord, the ordinances of Yahweh, that they're true. These things will endure forever, and they're righteous altogether. And then, listen to what the psalmist says. They are more desirable than gold, even much fine gold, and sweeter than honey, even honey in the comb. We see a lot of things with parallelism here that we've talked about in the psalm. So what's he talking about? This more valuable than gold? Well, the law of Yahweh, the testimony of Yahweh, the precepts of Yahweh, the command of Yahweh, the fear of Yahweh, the ordinances of Yahweh, all these things are far more desirable than gold. Right? And they're far sweeter than honey. What are the things that our heart pursues after? Gold. Food. Yeah. Do we need food? Yes. Do we need provision? Yes. But if our desire and our motivation is for these above what we're learning about God, above what he's revealed about himself, the law of Yahweh, the testimony of Yahweh, the precepts of Yahweh, the command of Yahweh, fear of Yahweh, the order. If these things, the pursuit of gold and food is above that, we're going down the wrong path. Then, one more last thought right here. Quite often when we're hearing about the testimony, the precepts, et cetera, we think exclusively of written word, But remember the context here. The first six verses of this psalm is what? The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The heavens are revealing things. The heavens are giving understanding about the law of Yahweh, are testifying about his precepts, about his commandments, about his ordinances. Particularly when you look at within the things that you see within the heavenly realm, that understanding, folks, is far greater to be desired. May we pursue it. Well, my time's up. Hey, I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.